Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Outside the pull of gravity, beyond the spectral veil, within our cavities, the thing we search to no avail.
That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg. That's, the song is called The Nexus from the Innocent Age album. I like telling you about that because I'm a big fan of Fogelberg's, and that album is outstanding. It's a double album. I promise you, you will not regret buying that album. You still get it. It's Innocent Age, Dan Fogelberg. 7 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're hanging out with our friend Christy Campbell. She's Director of Marketing at Manta.com. Folks, if you haven't gone to Manta and claimed your page, which they surely have created for you, you're missing an opportunity, right, Christy?
Definitely. It's a really, really exciting place to be if you're looking to, you know, grow your referral network, promote your business, and ultimately sell more. You need to have a robust company page on Manta.
Yep, so check it out, manta.com. Christy, you guys polled 1,000 or so of your members, your customers, your users of manta.com, and asked them questions about the economy. Did you find anything that they were excited about?
We are seeing a lot of bright spots. I mean, we are seeing that they're very, very much interested in sort of looking to what has worked for them in the past and helping to really expand upon that. And one of the things that a recent survey showed is that they're really looking for ways to get more leads for their business and really looking to their referral network and taking that traditional offline referral network and really moving it online. And so I think that's showing that they're being resourceful and they're trying to figure out ways when they don't have these other ability to hire more people or ability to get credit, they can look for ways to just leverage connections that they already have. So we're seeing that a lot with the growth of our site, about 6,000 people joining every day to do just that.
Well, that's right. I mean, the fact that they're claiming their page on your website, on your platform, is surely indicative of what your research is showing. And you know, this isn't a great example of their resourcefulness. I mean, there was a time, Christy, not that long ago, where if you grew your business, that meant you had to hire more people. You had to get a bigger building. You had to, you know, you had to have more operating expenses. But today, with technology, with cloud computing, with web-based tools, some of them free, like Manta's free. These are ways that small business owners can grow their business, and they can grow their traditional business. They can support their traditional brick and mortar Main Street business with these tools too, can't they?
Oh, definitely. And we see that every day, business owners saying that, wow, it's amazing. Just since I started getting involved in a community of my own peers, how I was able to, you know, grow my business by X percent or make a new connection that really got me into a new a new area for business growth. And they're really giving each other advice as well. And that's something that is probably the most exciting thing for me to see, is how they're getting on and talking about ways to grow their business. You know, 42% say that that's one of the best places they go to get advice from other business owners. And our forum is a testament to that.
Well, you know, Christy, this creates a problem, though, that we're seeing a lot right now. And I don't know whether you guys pull for this or not, but that is that the more small business owners have these kinds of tasks to do, these 21st century age of the customer tasks to do, the more they do that, the more they need people who are qualified to do those tasks, which is one of the reasons I think the number one concern that small business owners have these days is not just growing their business, but finding qualified people to do these tasks. What do you think?
Oh, I totally agree with you, and we saw that. We saw them say that directly middle of last year, was that even when they have plans and budget to hire, that it's really difficult to find people who are going to work well for their business. And a lot of times it's because they're either looking for someone really specialized or they're looking for someone who has a broad swath and can help them with not only sales but also marketing, and they know they need to market their business, especially online, if they want to grow.
Well, you know, even if you're going to hire someone to just, you know, work in your Main Street business. Somebody, there's more and more regular Main Street jobs are involved in the online world. And if you can't find people who have some experience in that, then you know, it's a problem. And if you don't have those skills, folks, you need to get them, you know, especially those of you who are older than 30. Christy, give us the website again, please.
Manta.com, M-A-N-T-A.com.
Thanks for doing a great job on this survey, for surveying of small business owners and letting us know what they think. Will you come back with the next one, please?
I definitely will. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Look forward to having you back. Christy Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, with Manta.com. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.